Yeah, so again, so the main thing we want to get to is what's the Hagdara of the Mitzvah Sphere a little bit, of also what's the Hagdara of the Mechia and Shita Tachinach, and Shita Tachinach only, we're not talking about anybody else. And the way we're going to do that is by focusing on the Chiyav of women, right? As often is, right, from a din, specifically, like the whole world of Lumbus is to extrapolate from a din and see further. What's the general Hagdara? That's why Nafkaminas come out. That's why it's always important to speak about Nafkaminas, because Nafkaminas expressed us the Hagdara Sidbar. Okay, but first I just want to make a few general horrors, do it outside, just for time's sake. Things that I noticed were interesting. When the Chinuch talks about the Malachim's problem, right, that they didn't pay attention to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so he says two things. He says, third line in your sheets, in Tavrish Gimel, "Bamalekim b'ro'a levavam u'mizgam hara," in their bad heartedness and their bad nature, right? Lo shotid livim l'chol zeh. They didn't pay attention to all that Hashem did. Yizgarubam. Listen, if anybody missed anything in the reading, so you could do it by the Chazara time. You know, don't worry, it'll be, or even if you get to everything, I think this year will be clear, okay? So what are these two things? Ro'a levavam u'mizgam hara. And why is the Seder like that? So I was thinking, you can say it differently, but I was thinking Mizgam HaRa means their natural way, their natural makeup. You know, Malikim are natural makeup. You have people who are pure souls, right? Every person is here for a tikkun. Every person here is, you know, but there are people who are pure souls, you know? The mashal, the Samarav once time expressed perplexity that another gadol was arguing on him. He says, "I come from 27 generations of Shmiras HaBris." Right? Means I'm, you know, I have a holy nature. How could he be holy on me? That's 27 generations of Shmiras HaBris. Right? So people, you see that they're just naturally pure. You know, they're naturally more giving, naturally this, naturally that. And people are naturally more difficult. That's, you know, yeah. That's a besedim. And of course, there's nothing wrong with that. That's just how it is. So a malik is made, their mezeg, this is how Rabbi Sorrell talks about mezeg, the term mezeg is like their makeup, right? They have a bad makeup. They're bad dudes. They're just naturally bad, right? Ro'a libam, a lev is always the machshav and things like that. Ro'a libam could be what they chose, what they were most of, you know, that they chose. Ro'a levavam. Right, their bad heartedness wasn't necessarily their natural thing, was them not using their bechira ever and not trying to be mitaken themselves, not fixing themselves. Perhaps that's the two phrases. Right? You could learn. Definitely it's two natural things or something, but I do definitely believe mezig definitely isn't the natural way you are. That's what a mezig is. And Sarah Rabbi Solander speaks about it. Not in relation to Malik, on Sada Kiddush, she talks about Beisham Beisilil, had a different feast and things naturally. But Ro'a Levavam, that's Ro'a Levavam, that's, I thought, that's the key of their choice. If that's right, so it would be Masber why, not so schwer, that's why it would be natural that Ro'a Levavam is first. Because that's the worst part. First has a Mezeg Ra'a, that's nothing wrong with that, it's not your fault, it's not anything, right? Mezeg, I have a difficult Mezeg, you know, X person is more giving than the other person. Doesn't mean he's better, doesn't mean he's getting a better Chelik in Olam Haba. One person works harder than the other one and gives more, less tzedaka, right? Theoretically, where Odessa speaks about it, the other one, right? Number one is a natural giver. He gives away chomish like nothing. Another person has to fight against his teva to give meiser. Probably the one who fights against his teva to give meiser is going to get a bigger chedek in Olam Haba, right? But those are the two things. That's the mezig ra and the role above him. And Amalek Baruch Hashem was Mitzuyan in being bad in both ways, right? He had terrible natural potential. He was built for Ra. He was naturally Ra. He was naturally not good, you know what I mean? And he never used his Bechir. He never fixed himself in any way, shape, or form. Okay. Well, it's extremely interesting. The Tama Mitzvah, let's just read that together, Misharshi Mitzvah, L'teda Libeinu Shekola Meitzel Yisrael, Son of Lefnei Hashem Baruch Hu. It's very Nogea. Anybody, what's Amalek all about? Anybody who hates Klai Yisrael, Hashem hates him. And not only that, b'chilufi ratov armat ro'a, nizko tia ma'paloso v'raso. The worse you do to the Jewish people, the worse you're going to get it. Kemo sha'ata motei v'malik, yimnesha asa ra'a g'dol Yisrael, because they did such a terrible thing to Yisrael, shidchil la'zikam, tivano baruchu la'abid zichro mine eretz l'shar shachar ha'kalo. You did bad to my people, you did bad to the Jews, you're going to get it. Good. You know? It's an amazing thing. So people say, what's the big chiddush in the chinuch's tam? I think the way we all naturally take on, not that that's wrong, from the pasuk of Yara Kes Ka, V'chamel Hashem B'Malik Dor V'Dor, and a lot of hashkafa about Amalik. Amalik is a steer be'etzem to Malchus Yisborach, right? So therefore we make it in terms of like a God thing. And I'm saying they're definitely kibunim, not like the chinuch, right? And we say that, I think the natural way we think about Amalik is God's enemy, you know what I mean? And we have to get rid of him because we're God's people. But in the chinuch, it's a little hafuch a little bit. Really, it is God's enemy, but it's God's enemy because it's Klal Yisrael's enemy. It's really Klal Yisrael mitzvah. It's a whole different sukkah. It's a whole different way of looking at what Amalek's all about. We hate Amalek because God hates them, but God hates them because they're bad to Klal Yisrael. Not because they're a steer betim to Malchusa or things like that. You hear? It's a different hashkafic point. Yeah? So that was very manyein, very interesting. Yeah, that's something to keep in mind. We're talking about Mechias Amalek. Mechias Amalek really should be Maoris to Avas Yisrael. Yeah? Okay? Again, I'm not saying there are other kibunim of how to, just like I said, from the Pasuk, right? Yara Kiska, Mechama Shamba Amalek Bador, and Hashem Shalim, and Akise Shalim, right? That's not like it's Kenegan Malchus, Kenegan Kavod Shemayim, but that's not the ideas of steers, of course. Bisharish, they're not steers at all, but the Degish, the emphasis is a different emphasis than the way we naturally take it on. Okay? It's really Zep. Now, just in terms of the mitzvah Zechira, so he says a very interesting thing. How does it work? He says it's totally different than Tzias Mitzrayim. Tzias Mitzrayim you have to remember all the time, because that's Ikar Adas. Zechira Samalik is an Ikar Adas, right? We all talk about it a lot this time of year, and for sure it's an amazing mitzvah, an amazing Ashkavik mitzvah, Chulei, and it's very, very deep, and V'chulei, V'chulei, but it's not Tzias Mitzrayim. Tzias Mitzrayim is Ikar Adas. It really would have been enough to remember once every 2 or 3 years, which is fascinating. I just want to point out that's what he says. It just should be, you shouldn't forget Belave, yeah? Now he goes for that. That's really his take on the mitzvah. Now watch this. Ulai Nomar, maybe the minhag Yisrael Parshas Zachar is to read it every year is because of this. Fascinating, right? How do we all go approach Parshas Zachar this year? Parshas Zachar is for what reason? To remember Mechias Amalek, right? We have Egishtel this Parsha called Parshas Zachar today to mean kind of the mitzvah, like the I imagine they said in Yeshiva, they said in my Kila, everybody should have in mind. L'kayim mitzvahs schiras ma'is amalek, right? Which is, that's what you should have in mind, by the way. L'kayim mitzvahs schiras ma'is amalek, not the l'kayim mitzvahs mechias amalek. You can jump up and down as much as you want. That's not what we're doing with pashtus. That's not the mitzvah, right? The mitzvah is the schira. L'kayim mitzvahs schiras ma'is amalek. Remembering the ma'is amalek. That's what we're doing last week. But here we see in the chinuch, the Rishon says that maybe that's what it's about. Maybe it's not about that. Fascinating. Yeah, so everyone said, what was this other tzad? So it means, maybe it's about that, maybe it's not about that. It wasn't muchach to the chinuch. And his Parsha Zachar was a standard by him. But that the purpose of Parsha Zachar was because of the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, which theoretically you do every 3 years, that wasn't pashutim. So what's the other tzad? What's the other tzad? What else is it? Mar the Kula Talmudu. Are we together? So what's the other tzad? Tell me, guys. No, what's the other tzad in the minig of what? What's the other tzad in what Parshas Zachar in Shul is? Maybe what? Oh, it's like the other part. It's just like the other parshas, right? We all got convinced by what everybody does. This is a perfect example of. Those banks are calling me. This is a perfect. Trouble with the banks. We'll leave that for now. Okay. We'll say, right? We're so mushuchnat to think a certain way that we don't necessarily think another way. It's a perfect example. It could be that's what it's about, the Zechira Samalek, Ma'is Amalek. It could be it's just like Ma'aretz Yom Purim. Just like Rabosai, the other Dal Parshas. We have Parshas HaChodesh, right? We have Parshas Shkolim. We have Parshas Par. What is that? Par maybe is a Daraisa. Or in Sergi's Parshas, not a Daraisa, right? Those are all called the Dal Parshas leading up to Pesach. We have Parshas, Chris, we use these Parshas as part of the year, just like Shkalim, whatever, I mean, it's not exactly like Shkalim, whatever, just like Shkalim was something, where Mashmiel is Shkalim, and Parsha Chodesh is, and Para is, because now is when you would use the Para Duma to mitar yourself before Pesach, so it's also Akdama to this, it's Akdama to Purim, but it's not to be Mekai Mitzvah, Purim itself is about Mechias Amalek, and we're Maskim, and Maratz Yom, just like in Yom Tov, right, Masmein Marsiyam. It's fascinating. Elavat. They could be not like that, right? Ulai. Maybe that's so. If you want to know what's the nature of Parshas, reading Parshas Zohar in Shul forever on Teda Alecha, and I don't know if you have to find Rishonim that are holding, but right now the only reason I know right now is that it's a Yesh Lestapik. What the nature is? It could be it's just Ein Moritz Hayom of Purim's coming up, so therefore we're mentioning it. Nothing to do with Parsha, nothing to do with the mitzvah of Zechir Samali per se. Or it was the way the Chazal of Egeshtel, their Chalais or whoever, of Egeshtel created in order to remember the Zechir, the whole different world. And that which we're saying, everybody should have in mind, right, to be remembered, to be Yotzi, the mitzvah of Zechir Samali, that's a Tosefis, that's Lav Dafka, what the mitzvah is. Bose, it's good to learn. That's why you have to learn things, you know, inside. That's what he says, Ulai. I've seen this chinuch before. I was never omen on until today. What Ulai is what's coming lafuk. And Bose, I was thinking it could be the parshas, maybe the other way. Because we talk about how many parshas. We talk about Dalit parshas. Not a raya, but a siu epis. Right? We talk about Dalit parshas. Shkalim, Parah, Chodesh, and Zachar, right? So l'chori, you talk about parshas Zachar being part of that Seder of four things. You know what I mean? So it doesn't sound as much part of Parshas. None of the other Parshas or Epis Zechira, right? There I say, oh, the things you say, Lefid Zman, a little bit of a siwa to the other side. Yeah, but anyway, Tut Stadim and what it is. Very, very interesting. Okay? And then he just finishes last thought I wanted to say over here. You see, he says that really we should have done Parshas Zachar on Purim, but we want to be Mavhir that there's a Din Zechira before this Maisa. We would have read it. Parshas Zachar on Purim, you would have thought somehow or something wrong, and that the mitzvah relates specifically to Purim, right? So therefore, we dafka separated, even though it's really shaykh to Purim, we separated it from Purim in order that it's clear that there's mitzvah here before ever Purim came into the play. Okay? Those are three or four hours I wanted to share before we get to our main thing. Now we're supposed to get to our main thing, which is mitzvah nashim. So let's just see on the next page. It says, Noheges mitzvah zu, b'chol makim, b'chol zmanim, b'chol zman, b'scharim. Okay, says the Sefer HaChinuch, B'briris, that the mitzvah is v'scharim, because to them is to make the mechama, v'nikmas oyev, not the nashim. Okay, very good. So let's see, Rabosei. So now, the Minchas Chinuch is metama betarti. Okay, we're going to jump. So he says, Ramam enu avur is that it's not by woman. Okay, he says it seems that they're putter from the lava. Okay, we're not going to go into that. But Rambam, so it's Os number Gimel in the Minchas Chinuch. Rambam Einam Avur Zeh. But Tzar Charaya Liftor Nashim. Mi Mitzvah Seh Shein Nizman Grama. Right? This Mitzvah Seh Shein Nizman Grama. Ube Prad Mimakum Lav Gamkin is also Lav, right? Lo Tishkach Mitzvah Tafreshe, which we didn't see together. Umashi Chasav Lehem Lassus Milchav Vulon Lenashim. So, okay, it sounds like a good svar, right? We don't put women in the, you know, that was, it's not a way for a woman to be chayalot. That's not a Yiddish aveg. Yeah? That's feminism, right? Double feminism say they're going to be as good soldiers as chayalim. I want big, husky, Golani guys. I don't want to see no women in the battles. Yeah? I don't know about you guys. Yeah? Come on. Right? But anyway, so, it's not the way for women to make milchama, right? Ma'ashi kasev ki lasom lasom milchama lo lanashim bemes milchama mechamas mitzvah kol yotzah afil kal mechupasa. So first he says, wait, it's going to make, what do you mean? But it says afil kal mechupasa, right? One chazal, which everybody knows, right? Every secular parent knows you have to mechabe them daraisa, and everybody in the world knows that even a kala kol shekeina has to go mechupasa for milchama kavur b'shas. Okay, so therefore, what does he mean that it's not the way of women to make milchama? Right, Zosvod, Bosai. We saw in Taf Chaf Hey, right? We saw in Mitzvah Taf Chaf Hey. What do you see? That there's a mitzvah to. I'm missing one sheet. We saw in Mitzvah Taf Chaf Hey that there is a women are in Lechara the mitzvah of Hariga Zayin Amim, right? Yeah, and you saw the Mitzvah Chinuch over there. Now Skimo brings. Why is it that women are in the mitzvah of Harigas Zion Ha'amim? We'll just see. I'll just turn to that Minchas Chinuch for a second. Right. Mitzvah Zu B'chol Ish Yisrael, says he by Tav Chaf Hei. Mitzvah Zu B'chol Ish Yisrael, Hein Anashim, Hein Anashim, Gumvur B'Shas Sotim Em Dalim. Milchemes mitzvah feel kamen chuklasa, right? Here, the Minchas Chinuch isn't asking on the Chinuch, he's backing up the Chinuch, right? When it came to Zainam, Lotachai Kol Neshama, so what does it say? Women are mechuyev. That's what the Chinuch says. Why? Because of Milchemes mitzvah. Feel a kala mechupasa, take a kala from a chupa, right? So therefore, so what's going on over here? So that's one question the Minchas Chinuch says. And this other one is a beautiful question. Kam miyamad besod Hashem yisborach. Psh. Miyamad besod Hashem. Who's Omer besod Hashem? Who knows the sodas of the Rebbeinu Shalom? Right? To tell you, that's the Tam. Imatam achmas in a kama. Defshe gzeres a kasev. Maybe it's gzeres a kasev. She nizzers sin also. Maybe it's a Tam. But not the inyo them. I don't know. Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to remember the sinas amalek. Maybe amalek inside of us. Maybe ra. Maybe this. Maybe that. Right? How do you know that the Tam is because of the Tam is because of Milchama? Again, there's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah, there are three really, but Zechira and Lotishkach and the mitzvah Mechiyah. Mechiyah Samali is definitely a Milchama. We'll go more into that in a few moments. Right? But the Zechira, you're saying the Zechira is part of the Nekama. Right? It means Zocher for the Nekama. It's amazing Hanacha. Right? Like we would say, check your Hanachas. It says Minchas Chinuch, you're making Hanacha, that's what the mitzvah is, and you're pottering women. He doesn't, I have a Kasha Stam Darshan time of the Kra. I know what happened to Darshan time of the Kra. There's a mitzvah, it says to remember, right? So where did he, I stand up another Kasha, Minchas Chinuch didn't ask. This is my book, it's Darshan time of the Kra. What's Darshan time of the Kra? You have a mitzvah, it says a certain way. You go bust to the Tam, and you make nafkuminis from the Tam, right? Tam and mitzvahs, Kimavur of Yeshiva World News, blah, 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 right? The Rishonim were involved in Yeshiva World News. The Rishonim only give Tam and mitzvahs, right? But we don't make nafkuminis up either mitzvahs. So that's, Stam, I have a question. I'm sure I'm missing something. But we're not going to deal with my question of Tamei Mitzvahs, right? Ain't Darshan time the crowd. That's what we paskin in Bamatzia, right? He's making an Akamina up to the Tamei Mitzvah. Okay. Nishkachetze. But the Chinuch is more basic. How do you know that's the Tam? Who told you that's the Tam? Maybe there's one mitzvah called Zechira, another mitzvah called making Mechama. So they won't be involved in making Mechama, right? But they won't be involved in making Mechama. They can still be involved in Zechira. And his taka, his maskana is, now he says a very interesting thing. We don't know. Amalek will be finished. Of course, we're going to keep the mitzvah then. Right, we have to remember. The Baruch Hashem, I know why Hashem makes the mitzvahs, right? Alkin Tzarchian, he says, the poter nashim mitzvah seizu. Menira. Right, the Minchas Chinuch is right. The Kol Ish Yisrael Chayavim. The Kol Ish Yisrael means all the people of Yisrael, including women, are Chayav. Komet Zasei Shein is Mangrom Mekainer. That's what it looks to me. So he's even going and taking on. Now, like, it sounds like he would tell his tzibur that the women should be involved in this chira. They're both saying we take on today that women do go to Parsha Zohar. You understand? In the Minchas, in the Sefer Chinuch's town, women wouldn't go to Parsha Zohar. That's what it means. You get it? According to the Sefer Chinuch, women would not go to Parsha Zohar. I mean, if Parsha Zohar, if it's because of Dal Parsha, for sure they wouldn't go. They're not going to Kriyas HaTorah anyway, just like they don't go to Parah or Chodesh, right? Or Shkolim. No one brought their wife to Shul for Parsha Shkolim, right? And if it's because of the Schira of the mitzvah of Schiras Maisa Malik, so they're not going to go either, because that's not a woman's mitzvah. I'm curious what the minig was in Lita Rebosa. Today, all the B'nai Torah's women go. You know what I mean? You tell your wife to go, wake her up, etc. There's a Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim who says he locks the door so his wife won't go. Shurkin locks the door. He locks the door so his wife won't go. What?
Why doesn't
that
key their house?
I don't know. He locks her in. I think he's joking, but I think he locks her in. So I assume that he's learning the minig wasn't that, but I wonder what the minig was in Lita. If anybody ever finds out, what was the minig, I'm curious, what was the minig way back when, did the women near and Veloshin, did they make sure to go to Parsha Zohar or not? I don't know. You see, anyway, in Rishonim we see, a Rishon says they shouldn't go. Okay, but we have two kashas, we'll say, right? One kash is, both kashas are very extremely so distinct kashas. All right, listen, how do you know that's the Tam? Right, again, let this Chira and the Milchama be two separate mitzvahs, right? And it will go on, less lavo. That's enough, right? And two, even if you want to say it's a Tali in the Milchama, but she should be involved in the Milchama, just like she's involved in Mitzvah Zayin Am, just like she's involved in every Milchama's Mitzvah. All these Milchama's Mitzvah. Good? This is the Minchas Chinuch Dai Beirur, Borur Milelo. He speaks very clearly. Kedarka B'Kodesh. So Rabosai, I just want to say Shtikl Torah. Now, what I'm saying here is things I've heard. Most I hear, a lot of this I heard this past Shabbos from this in Kappa, but he was also saying over people, Shtena Torah, make things nice on Tainus. Yeah. Once in a while, we try to make things simple in our shir. Once in a long while. We'll see, maybe we'll make it totally simple by the end. Nira, see if I can. But so Reb Nachum said, he said a beautiful thing. He said it's from his brother, Chaim Yitzchak, Mashgiach of Yeshivas Chevron, heard from Nachum Pritzavitz, the great Yeshivas Amir, one of the greatest Yeshivas last generations, Kiyadua, right? That's Reb Asher Ariely's father-in-law, and the spiritual father, the way most of the Shurim in the Mir Yeshiva and tens of Magidi Shur and maybe hundreds of Shurim around the world learn from his Ashpa, is a very tremendous Mashpia. Tremendous Mashpia. David Cohen holds himself a Talmud, the Rishiva of Chevron, many Rav Nasa Weiss over here. Again, hundreds and hundreds of Talmud that Rav Asher has, Rav Nachum has. Anyway, so Rav Nachum asks a very interesting question. The Gemara says, we saw, he brings in Tafresh Dalet, that Gadol HaOlam made a mistake in this. Who Yo ben Suria, right? Yo ben Suria, that said Timcha as Zachar HaMalik, not Zachar HaMalik, right? Ah. Yeah, it's hard to match. Imagine making Rav Shach making a mistake in such a thing, you know? He comes back, thinks he did the milchama, they say, why did you leave? You lived in the cave? I said, what do you mean? That's what my rabbi told me. So the Gemara, right? Bishil me'am cave. The shvi, shirabu lo shkiach yafolav kishlom and mikrezev and ishtabish yoav ikara zachar. That's a fascinating thing, no? It's Bella Ploy. If you, the Gemara Baba Basar, Bozai says over there that David went and he killed Yoav's rabbi. Yeah? Says he didn't teach the kids the right way. Yeah. How could you make such a mistake? Say it, it's dumb. Or osa melechas Hashem Rumiya. That's a pasuk. Curses the one who makes melechas Hashem. Teaching people is melechas Hashem. You can't make it Rumiya. You have to be careful. Or osa melechas Hashem Rumiya. Teach the kids Zachar. You teach the kids Zachar when Hashem and Zecha. That's a very bad mistake. Yeah? Stam Agav. He said that Reb Nachum took on, the Rebbe knew the pshat, but he wasn't mashkiach on the kids if they got it wrong. That's really, that was the worst thing. If the Rebbe was wrong also, he'd be an onus maybe. Yeah? But you knew it, you didn't make sure they knew. For that, I kill you. That was a tosefes. But kids, but Yeshay Ladder both said, let me ask you a question. I don't get it. Haray, Yoav never went to shul. Yoav is a 6-year-old. Okay, fine. So Yoav is a 6-year-old, he goes to shul. Every year, 3 years, right? They did a 3-year cycle. He hears Kriyas HaTorah. For sure, he paid attention during Kriyas HaTorah. Zos vote, Kriyas HaTorah is not so schwer because they say not all the Mariah, not back then they didn't always do Kriyas HaTorah. Okay? I don't know more about that. We're leaving that aside. Okay? But what about Parsha Zachar? Mardukul Tamuda. He's not going to Parsha Zachar?
Yo, what?
Who said that? Why assume not? If it's a Kiyam way to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, that really depends, right? Depends on the suffix. I'm being Moshe. Depends on the suffix of the Minchas Minach. It was part of Dalet Parashas, maybe not. But if it was the way that they were Mekayim, like we take on, if it was the way that they did the Mitzvah Chira, why would he do it? Okay. Yeah, Yesh Lodin, or Nachum said a beautiful Teretz. Yesh Lodin, but that's here. Again, I'm saying, if Dalet Parashas, Lefi, my suffix of the Chinuch, it's not a Kasha. But Al Atzad of the Chinuch, that Zohar is the way. Parsha Zohar is the way we do the mitzvah Zechiras Maisa Malek. So why he went to Kriyas HaTorah? He went to Parsha Zohar. So Reb Nachum said, "Lefi the Tchinuch, it's not so shver, because if the Zechira is telling the Milchama, there are Tanayim in the Milchama also. Right? It says Gimel Mitzvahs and Stav Yisrael. The second they went into Klai Yisrael, they weren't Mechuyev. It says first you do Vayabaniach Hashem Alekach Mikolei Vechem Yisaviv. Right? I think first you have to have a Melech. And then a base of Mikdash, and then you do the Milchama. I believe you guys know that Gemara. That's it goes. So he wanted the Taina that there's no mitzvahs Mechia yet. There's no Milchama yet. So if it's Akama, there's no Milchama yet, and the Zechir is telling the Milchama, so there's no mitzvah Zechir yet. Just like what's a Minchas Chinuch say both sides? Yitachin that the mitzvah will be lost in Lavo. What's he assuming in Das HaChinuch? The mitzvah won't be lost in Lavo, right? Why won't the mitzvah be lost in Lavo? All mitzvahs are lost in Lavo, of course, right? But if you can't, if the mitzvah, whole mitzvah is there to remember in order to kill, and there's no mitzvah to kill because they're all gone, so there's no mitzvah to remember anymore. It's just not Shaya. It's like mitzvah based on Mikdash. And number two, it's chuyv in the base of Mikdash mitzvah when it's not there, right? That's the chinuch. Minchas chinuch is saying, I think the mitzvah will go even lasid lavo. But in das achinuch, the mitzvah won't go lasid lavo, right? Who I did that until the mitzvah of the milchama kicks in, so the mitzvah schir doesn't kick in. The mitzvah of the milchama hadn't kicked in necessarily in Zman Yoav, right? Which I don't get that out of so. And therefore, Nachum said, maybe the mitzvah schir didn't come in. That's why Yoav hadn't heard it at Parsha Zachar. Kach Amar Rav Nachum. Okay? Yishma. Okay, let's talk about something else now. I just want to give you guys a few. Hold on. Let's deal with the other kasha of the. No, again, where the chinuch got it from, I don't know. I'm not dealing into that. We're just working with what he said. Yeah? And we're just pointing out. So how many nafkaminas do we have now? We have two nafkaminas. We have three nafkaminas, right? Lefi, the minchas pinach, women are chayiv, because it's not kosher to milchama, right? Lefi, the minchas pinach, chayiv lasid lavo, because it's not kosher to the milchama, which there won't be anymore, bezrat Hashem, meir meinu. And lefi, the minchas pinach, you're always chayiv. From the time of Kabbalah Satara, you were chayiv, right? Lefi the sefer chinuch, women are in chayiv because it's only in the mechama, right? Lefi the sefer chinuch, you won't be chayiv lasid lavo because there will be no more mechama. And lefi the sefer chinuch, this other idea that the mitzvah we can tie to the mitzvah won't kick in until you won't be chayiv until you start killing a malik. In the midbar they weren't reading Parshas Zachar. Those are the three. Nachkaminis that we have between the Sefer Chinuch and the Minchas Chinuch. Okay? Now, let's just focus here. I'll tell you a very interesting thing. In this other kasha. This is Mamash Apelodik Kasha. Afilu Kala Michupasa. What do you say? You're saying that a Malik is a Milchemes Mitzvah, and you're saying women are Padik, it's not their derech to make a Milchama. Haray, it's Mufush and Chazal. It's a Chazal everybody even knows, bro. Like I said, right? Kafil kal mechupasa. So how can you say women are potter? So this is what Rav Nissen was saying b'shem someone. I forgot who. I think it didn't sound like he was saying his own thing. I forgot who was saying b'shem. He said a very interesting thing. Takshivu tov. Now we're going to try to be mechadid what together, what the agdara is exactly of the mitzvah of, we're not talking about sechir anymore, we're talking about the mitzvah of the mechama itself, right? So what's the woman's role, Rabosai? Yeah? Means what? Really, right? The state is right for putting women in green. That's and giving them guns. Yeah? Give the Arabs a gun, we give women gun, right? What? No, that's just a joke, right? That was a joke. Okay. Now, women's job in the Muhammad was to be nurses. Lasapik Mayim was to be part of the war effort, what we say. But they weren't the actual fighters. That's what he's talking about. Yeah? They weren't in the special units. They weren't on the front line. Very mistaber. Well, say it's mistaber from a Torah perspective, but okay, maybe Torah you could say never just that like that. But stop, you understand? Women don't fight as well as men. Men, you know, there's nothing worse. There's nothing more demanding on a body than combat. You know, it's a crazy thing. I read about combat, right? So now you have a little girl over here. Why is she doing combat? Hello, what make a girl into a man? That we don't know them, right? So it makes sense. So what was woman's role? Feel kalmi chupas. So the war is going on. You need people at the front, behind the front. Lasapik, mayim v'mazon, maybe this is mefurish, but this is what, I don't remember if he said it in Makor, but that was their job. Their job is to help the war effort, to cook, to give the men war, to comfort them, to be nurses, all that. That's their job. Okay? Now here's the Hagdara. He wants a taina. The Hagdara of the milchama of a malik is very specific. It's more specific than it's milchemes hariga. It's a more focused thing, and it doesn't have the trappings of all war. In war, right, milchemes mitzvah, right, goyim 67, right, they're all coming and we fight back. That's milchemes mitzvah for sure. I think for sure, as far as I know, right. And now everybody has to be involved in that war effort. I feel kalam echupasa, not to be battle, but milchemes a malik is a milchama. But the Nakudas and Milchama, it's a Milchames Hariga. It's a battle to kill. That's what it is. You understand? 67 is a battle to kill. We don't want to kill as many Egyptians as possible. Didn't really, you know. The point wasn't that. It was in Milchames Mitzvah. Here, like their name, the shame of the Milchama is a killing battle. Like we see, where our job is to kill every single one, right? It's not Stam, get them off our land. It's a Milchames Hariga. That is what a woman is in Shayach to. Okay, here? So again, why is why is a woman potter, even though she's chala bin chupasa, in a normal mechemes mitzvah in a chanami, a woman is chayv. To do what? L'savik ma'im l'mazit, to help out, to be involved in the war effort, right? Make planes, be a nurse, etc. Do whatever you can. And there's a tremendous amount of support, everybody knows. An army marches on its stomach, right? It's not a joke. That's a real part of a war effort. Maybe she can be a general if she has good strategy, yeah, a computer or something, but that's her job. But Milchemes Amalek is more specific than that. Milchemes Ariga. Milchemes Ariga, a woman's not there to be a killer. Cool? Now, Rabosai, Lechor, there's a tremendous kash on this. From where? From Tafchav Hei. Harei what? Baishas, you going to ask? Beautiful. Tafchav Hei, Rabosai, we see that they're Mechuyev and Shivamim, right? And that's Stamastira, okay? Stamastira, Rabosai. Minchas Kanuf doesn't ask this. Other Acharonim asked this. I think he said the Mishnah of the Melech asked this. Stamastira between what he's saying here in Taf Chafei. That's why I gave you Taf Chafei. Here you're telling me women aren't chayev because not involved in milchama, and in Shiva Amim they're chayev, and there it's lo techayev kol neshama. Here, so now both say nachakasha from Taf Chafei. I'm speaking like now we're giving yeshiva shishir one day. Yeah, people are happy or unhappy, but once I give a regular type of shir. So both say in Taf Chafei the part I don't have. So he says an interesting thing. This I quote somewhere in my sefer. This I don't know if I remember it was here. In Taf Chaf Hei, he says this mitzvah of Hariga. Look at this. The last lines in Taf Chaf Hei, last sheet you have. Bovar al zeh, boli yado echemehem, v'yachol lahargo. If you can kill them, believe she is stuck in bedavar without endangering yourself. Lo hargo, bitul ase zeh. Right. That's the mitzvah movad shavar alav shnevar leim lo techay kol neshama. Okay. Good. Frag them in chaschinach with tzarchian. Well, it's a very sodas minchas chinuch. It's very no gay halacha l'maisa today. Nehi de kol mitzvah nidchas mimnei sakan. We call mitzvah zu torah tzivta lilcho mimam. When you have a mitzvah of fighting, you do it that torah lo tismach dina al anes. Right, like the Ramban says. Ubederech olam neragim mishnei tzalim milchama. Imkein chazina that torah gazul lilcho mimam. Afti sakana. Imkein tchuyu sakana. V'makam hazeh mitzvah larugos on avshishtang. Beautiful svar. It's arkian. Of the Minchas Chinuch. How can you tell me the mitzvah of Zayin Amimim, right? You don't have to mitzvah the misagin yourself. Right? It's a mechama. Look, we all know mechama people die. That's a reality, right? That's why, like someone said to me one time, America's just unrealistic. You know, body bags are coming back from some Iraq. We have to pull the war. If you're going to go to war, people die, right? Unfortunately, that's the mitzvah. So Torah told you to go to battle. Torah told you to go to battle. It means there's no din of pikuach nefesh. There can't be din pikuach nefesh in a battle because a battle is built around. A battle is built around dying. What's the Torah expect? Ayat Nes? Torah is not mitzavet dinim al anes. Nisim is reporim. Torah is not mitzavet dinim al anes. Din milchama. Are we together? Good? Now, Rabosai. So this is sodistik and minchas chinuch. This is very nogeh. Because if people hold the matzav in Eretz Yisrael today as milchemes mitzvah, so that means you don't say v'tayin of pikuach nefesh. You understand? I heard the pikuach minchas chinuch 30 years ago, someone told me this myth is going to be shmak
as well. Not to get involved in the fighting?
No. It's a tiny. You say that you shouldn't live there because you say I shouldn't live there because of the sakana. If I hold the Milchemes Mitzvah today, and that's why I'm living there, so then the fact that sakana is not, now we don't necessarily hold the Milchemes Mitzvah, whatever. I'm just saying it's very no gay this far. But either way, so that's Minchas on this question. They're both saying, if you notice in Tuf Reish Dalid, did he say any of this? Let's see what he says over there. The overall is that last line in Tuf Reish Dalid. Mandy, don't miss this. What? What does he say over here? By Amalek, you're mevatel the mitzvah, right? What did he leave out in Taf Reish Dal that he said in Taf Chafei? The Sakana. He didn't mention Sakana. We together? So another kash. So two kashes we have, Rabbosai. Takshivu Tov, right? You are mevatel mitzvah if you don't kill him, but he didn't give you a way out called sakana, right? Malik lechora lefi dechinuch, as you local Orthodox rabbi, even if it's a sakana, you should go and try. If you're not going to be matzliach, don't be an idiot, right? But you say I could theoretically kill him, right? You don't have to go, you know, jumbo a Malik dude with 100 grenades and 50 knives, and you're coming there with your slingshot. It could be not mechuyev because you're not going to be matzliach. But if I can be matzliach, I don't necessarily have a time to sakana. Okay, so two differences between Zayin Amamim and Milchemes Amalek. What? Nashim are chayiv in Zayin Amim, and they're potter in Amalek, And in Zayin Amim, he put in a heter of sakana. You don't have to do it if you're going to be zaking yourself, which the Minchin Chinuch has a question on, that he didn't do it by a malik. Okay, good. Seder, no shaylas. So he said over from Avram Soloveitchik, Avram Yeshua Soloveitchik, the famous Shiva of Brisk today. So he wants to say a very interesting thing. I'll try to make you a little bit mostly for time. He said like this. Zayin Amim, he called it a Mechama, but he wanted to taina that Zayin Amim isn't really a din Mechama. It's Tama din Hariga. Kill them. You're the difference, Moshe. That's what I came to say, this lumbus. Kill them. You know what I'm saying? It's a din to kill. Yeah? They like a brisket. It's a din to kill. Just kill them, right? Now, women can also kill, right? And it's not a din milchama, it's just a din to kill. That's killer. We want them dead. Just kill them. Get rid of them. Now, in that, if you listen to that, so it's not really a milchama as such. It's a haran that he calls it a mechama. Yesh Laden, I'm saying, I saw the Lashon of the Chinuch calls it a mechama. I'll tell you what he said. Right? You can look inside yourself and see if you're makabal the pshat or not. Makafu amar. Interesting. It's a din mechama. Now, a woman could do that also. Now, that's what it's not really bets of a din mechama. It's a din to kill. Right? So, therefore, it's a din like called dinei Torah. Right? It's not a din mechama. So, therefore, that has two nafkinis. One, a woman can be bechlal. A woman can also kill. I'll explain that more in a moment. This is what I heard, and I'll tell you my osaf in a second. And there should be a heter of sakana, because not a din milchama. What's the minchas going to say? Listen, milchama people die. You're right. This is not a stam din milchama. In milchama's mitzvah, people are going to die. You can't say, I'm not going to go to milchama's mitzvah because I'll be in danger. I'm not going to go to the front line because I'm going to be in danger. If it's a milchama's mitzvah, that's what it is. You hear? You're like protecting Klai, so 67. I can't go because the tainus speak off Nevich. That's a ridiculous taina. It's a ridiculous taina. Right? Doesn't make any sense. Of course, in the front line, people are going to die. But Zayin Amim is a din hariga. It's not a din milchama. Yesh Lion, he calls it milchama. But lachain, there's a heter of what? Lachain, there's a heter of sakana. Because like a mitzvah, like kolam mitzvahs. Aha, kolam mitzvahs. But chaybim, lo yishimus bim. Therefore, there's a heter of pikuach nevish. And that's why the chinuch said that. And nashim can be bechalal that. Okay? They're both like, this bothered me. I started thinking, but what do you mean? But women can't be in the chemes, in the Amalek's mitzvah, they can't be, but in this they can be? What is that? You know, how can a woman be in that din of Hariga? So I'll tell you, I understand Tvarev like this. Yidden don't kill either. You understand? Yidden can go to Milchama, but we don't kill. It's not our way. It's not a Jewish thing to just stomp kill. So it's a Kiddusha Torah. This, I'm just being Mosef Tom to Rav Yeshua Salvation's word. It's a Kiddusha Torah that you kill people. It's not a davershel svar. Lachain, a man could be chayiv, a woman could do it. A woman could do it the same way. You hear? The only thing that a woman's potter from is a milchama. Now listen well. So now we have to make the hagdara sharper. A malik's getter is a milchemes hariga. That's the getter. Ad sofa doris. You understand? It's different than lo tchayiv. Lo tchayiv kol neshama means you have to get rid of these people. It's not a battle forever, an epic battle leolam. That's the difference. It's a din hariga. You just have to kill them. Here, so in killing them, a woman could kill just like a man could kill, and you have a heter bikuach nefesh, right? You hear the hagdara? When it comes to a malik, though, the hagdara that he said was a zoi. It's a milchama. Now listen to the exact hagdara, and I'll show you how the nafkaminis come out. It's a milchama hariga, meaning it's a specified milchama. So it's more than zayin amen, which is tamadin hariga, which is a milchama, right? And therefore, women are potter, because women are not benos osa milchama. A woman could do the stam din kill, but she's not going to do part of a milchemes hariga. A milchemes mitzvah stam she is involved in, that's the sapik mayim mamazon. Here the milchama is more specific, here, because the milchemes hariga. Okay? So therefore, all the napkamin is makes sense. Yeah, both say yesh ladin, you can look down the shtikl Torah, but it's beautiful in the hagdaris, it makes all the din, it makes sense. If you go through, well, the tremendous nafkamin is between the two sugyas, right? These hagdaras make them make sense. You have to look at the lashonas, think whether you're makabel it or not, but it's a nice Torah. So lefizah, so the getter of mechias amalek, right? So we have two sveikas at the end of the day, right? Is the din zchira tali in the mechama? That's a nafkamin between the chinuch and the sefer chinuch. And we have a shiloh. What's the getter of Milchemes HaMalik, right? And it seems from all the nafkamin is to answer all the questions that we have so far, the getter is a Milchama, a Milchemes Hariga. So a woman's not involved mitzad because it's about Hariga, right? But you do have to be misaking yourself because it is a Milchama. Okay? As opposed to Zayin Amim, which it's a din Hariga women do have to do, but you don't have to be misaking yourself because it's not a Milchama. All right? Happy Purim. Okay, please go quickly. This is really good.